al shalben hakipim. You're allowed to eat dates. Kol zaman there are dates in the keeping, aber vi ein euchlan al shalben hashitzin. But you can't eat dates if there are still dates left on the tree, ben hashitzin. What does ben hashitzin mean? Like this, Rashi says, euchlan al shalben hakipim. Well, how does the palm tree grow? Derech the kolam, the palm trees, liyos the ikron kaitzim. On the bottom of the palm tree, there were like thorns there. Sovid that grows around the palm tree. Vahinu shitzim, that's called shitzim and has thorns there. Or minadek alatzman hein, they're from the palm tree itself. Or lomala, on top of this, all in shaloi oisin kisidra and kimin kapas tamurim. A lot of lulas keep on growing higher and higher. And on top, you also have dates. Now, kisharuach menashe vatamurim, when the wind blows the dates off the tree, noiflim v'nisharim v'yoysa kipin. A lot of the dates get stuck on top on the palm trees itself, on the branches. The dates get stuck there. Ulamata v'shitzin. A lot of dates go all the way down and get stuck into the thorns on the bottom of the palm tree. Now, kamar of shimin. The chol zaman shimitzliim v'kipin. Chol zaman there are still dates on the top part of the tree, in the branches. Oichlin, meyosin shimabayis. That's still called the chayis in the fields could find their dates to eat. And the people in the houses are allowed to eat the dates they have there. But once, let's say, all the dates on top of the tree got eaten up, the only dates that are left in the fields, only the dates that are stuck in the thorns on the bottom of the tree, that's not called dates that the chayis could eat, and therefore the dates you have on your house, now you have to take out. Because the chayis, the wild animals, can't get to those dates. Since those dates fell into the thorns, and the thorns hurt, so the chayis don't go into the thorns to get out the dates. So that's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was saying. Oichlan al shalben hakipin. Kozuman, the dates are still on the top part of the branches that the chayis could get there. That's called there are dates on the fields, and people could eat dates in the house. The ain oichlan al shalben hashitzin. But we only have the dates left that are stuck down on the bottom in the thorns. Since the chayis can't get there, there it's awesome. That's the machlokes Tanakama and Reb Yehuda also. Reb Yehuda holds like Reb Shimon and Gamliel. He holds the Chumrah that even though there are dates on the fields, but since those dates are stuck in the thorns, the chayis won't get there. You're not allowed to eat anymore. Now Tanakama holds no, it's mutter. And Rashi says, "Welcome, come Tanakama. Kol lo legamri when there are no more dates left at all. Af mi ben hashitzin, even from the thorns, then it's chayiv levayir. Avo kol lo menakipu v'adayin yesh b'shitzin, ain chayiv levayir. That's Tanakama lekula." That even though there are no more dates on top of the tree, only the dates that are stuck on the bottom of the tree in the thorns, that's still called there are fruits in the fields, and you're allowed to eat your fruits in your house. We have Yehudu Waimano, save Abolo Kwafata Mimokim Aroyulikum. Yehudu tells the person, no, you can only eat dates in your house if there are still dates left in the fields and a place that the animals could get to it. Vulaitinsa, and here if the dates are only left on the bottom part of the tree in the thorns, the chayas can't get there. So that will be that Luchumra Omer of Yehudu. And Yehuda goes to Chumrah to say that no, that that's considered no more fruits in the fields, and now the Zaman Havir, you're not allowed to eat the fruits anymore. Tanan Hosim, learn the Mishnah in Shvi'is, Sholosh Arotzes Labir. There are three different categories, places in Eretz Yisrael, Filchas Bir. Like we're saying, that as long as there are no more, when as soon as it comes, there are no more dates in the whole Yehuda, then all the people have to take the dates out of the house. Yehuda, that's one section. So he said, as long as there is even one tree in Yehuda, that's giving off fruits, everybody living in Yehuda is allowed to eat their fruits in the house too. It's not called the Zaman Avir. It's only called the Zaman Avir when there's no more trees giving off fruits in the whole Yehuda. The Evra Yarden, the other side of the Yarden, the Galil, these are the three different places. The Shola Sharotes B'chol Achas B'yachas. Each one Yehuda has three parts to it. Evra Yarden has three parts to it, and the Galil has three parts to it. For the Mar of Olam, Omru Shola Sharotes L'bir. What does it mean there are three Arotes? What does that mean? In other words, even though Yehuda has three different parts to it, but you should know the Chiddush is all these three parts have the same halacha. That kol zaman is one tree growing any place in Yehuda, everybody in Yehuda can still eat in the house. It's only when you don't find any more fruits at all on the trees, any place in Yehuda, then it's also to eat in Yehuda. Even though in the Galil you still do find, that's called three different categories though. Galil has its own halacha, Yehuda has its own halacha, and the Eretz Yisrael has its own halacha. The Rashi explains, because the Chayas don't travel from Galil to Yehuda or to Eretz Yisrael. Just in Yehuda, the animals travel. In Galil, they travel. But from one place to the other place, they don't travel. So once in the whole Yehuda, there's no more fruits left, That's called now the chayas don't have any more fruits, and that's the zman habir, the Torah says, you have to take the fruits out of your house. The Rashi says, Shalosh arotzeis, Beretz Yisroel chalukei zu mizu min yibir, shein zu soim choy salzu, mishakol abov, yakov pishra kol abachaverta. Each one has his own halacha. So Rashi says, Shalosh arotzeis v'cholachas v'yachas, shechalukes pimin hogam, ki in perosein, sheperosein kolei shalzu kard mizu, yakov pikeinu, sinu kula mecha nabir kinafosh v'yosom. Even though the Maisa, some cities like give off fruits faster than faster than the other one, it doesn't make a difference. So the whole Yehud is like one category, the whole Glil is one category, and the Avra Yad is one category. So the Gemara now, Minohan Emili, or as the next Rashi, V'lom Omru Sholash Arotzis, Hoyo V'Sholash Arotzis Cholachas, Harei Kan Tisha Arotzis. The Chur is saying each one of these have three parts to it. So Yehud has three, and the Glil has three, and Avra Yadin has three. So Chur, there are nine cities here. L'mai Hirkas Omru Sholash Arotzis L'Bir V'Suloi. So why do we start off saying there's only three? The Chur, there are nine. Because even though Yehuda really has three different parts to it, don't think it has three different halachas, but no. These three different parts have the same halacha. It's only one Yehuda. Then all these three parts of Yehuda, they're allowed to eat their fruits in the house, Kozaman, at least in one part, in one tree, is still giving off its fruit. Is Eichlem Yudach, Yichla Achlan Shebesholosh Arzoisehim. In Yehudi, you're allowed to eat the fruits in your house. Kozaman, the last tree, didn't stop giving off from all these three parts of Yudam. Vechein Be'er Vechein Be'Glil. So, kids, so there are three different parts, and Kozaman, there's one tree in any one of these parts. That whole section is still allowed to eat. For the Gemara, Minohan Emili, how do we know these halachis? So, Rashi, the Eichlem Be Yehudam, Ach Yichla Achlan Shebesholosh Arzoisehim. How do we know this chilik? That Yehud is considered one category, and Kozaman, there is a tree there, the whole Yehud could eat. But when it finishes in Yehuda, even though you still have fruits in Galil, you can't. How do we know this? Omer Rav Chama Bar Ukva, Omer Rav Yosi Rav Chanina. Omer Kro, the Pasuk says, that you have to make sure on Shemitah, on Shvius, that there are fruits for the Behemah and the Chaya in the fields to eat. So we dash like this. Kozaman shechaya chelis minasoda, kozaman bechaya, the wild animals, could find fruits, teeth, or vegetables, whatever min, any min you want, whether the fruit or the vegetables, kozaman that type is still in the fields, is hechel lebehema shebabayis. You're allowed to feed your animal, your pet in your house. In other words, you're still allowed to keep these vegetables inside your house. Mashenken kolo lechaya shebasoda, once there are no more vegetables or fruits, any min by itself, once it finishes apples, it finishes the oranges, that the chayis in the fields can't eat it anymore, then the locha is, you have to take it out from your house. You can't act privately with it and give it to your behema, but rather you have to take it outside. Ugemiri, we have a klal, that what? This the Gemara says by itself, that the ain chayis sheb Yehuda, kidei lo aperish sheb glil. This is the svara, this we know, that's the metzias. That the animals, the Vilde Chayas in Yehuda, they don't go and eat Paris in Galil. The Ein Chayas of the Galil, Gedelo, our Paris of Yehuda. And the animals, the wild animals in Galil, they do not go into Yehuda. So if Mashenkin in the whole Yehuda, the wild animals do travel all around Yehuda. In Galil, the wild animals do travel around the whole Yehuda. So if that's the Svarim. Kozaman, the wild animal in Yehuda, there's one tree left that they can still eat from. It's considered for lehem techov lachayah shev yatzecha. Then you're allowed to eat it privately in your house. But once it comes a time when the chayis in the field can't eat it anymore, then you have to take it outside. Tana Rabbonin, teirish sheyotzu meretz Yisrael luchutz loretz. If you have a peiris, the fruits of Eretz Yisrael from Shemitah, that they brought to Chutzlars, you have the Esrig that was grown on Shemitah, and they brought it to America. Is Mizbairim b'chol mokim shein. When it comes to Zman HaBir, when there are no more Esregim left in the trees in Eretz Yisrael, so now that's called Zman HaBir, you have to destroy it. Where do you have to destroy it? Do you have to bring it back to Eretz Yisrael, or can you destroy it here in America? If the first Tanakhama holds Mizbairim b'chol mokim shein, you brought it to America, you're allowed to get rid of it here in America. So Rashi says, Mr. Byron, Rashi learns, Kishidagiya Oinis Habir, Shekol Lachaya, Vechol Mokim Shein, any place you are. We don't say you have to bring it back to Eretz Yisrael, but you could destroy it, or whatever the mitzvah's beer is. We said, Samachlekis, what the mitzvah's beer is. Tosfos learns, mitzvah's beer, you're still allowed to eat the peiros. It just means you have to, again, put it outside in the field and get everybody a chance to take it, but you could also take it back then and eat it. The Rambam learns, no, when it comes to Zman HaBir, you have to destroy, burn the peiros. So here we're saying that when it comes to Zman HaBir, you're allowed to do it even in America. You have a Shirin Ben Elazar way in there, Yasulim Koyman, the Yisbaru. No, he says, no, you have a Chiyav to bring back and back to Eretz Yisrael, and be Mavari with them. Mishum Shenemer Biyatzacho, because the Pesach says Biyatzacho, Mash Mi in Eretz Yisrael, that's where you have to destroy the Peiros Shvias. Shred Gemara Ho Afitto, we use already the word Biyatzacho, to tell us that Kol Zaman there's a Chaya eating the fruits in the land, you're allowed to eat the Peiros in your house. So we use already the word Atzacho one time. Now the Gemara, there's two drushes here. Kori Bei Boritz and Biatzacho. The Torah could have just said Boritz, and instead it says Atzacho. So learn out two halachas. One halacha is, Kol Zaman, there are fruits still in the trees, in the fields, that the Chayas could eat. Anybody's allowed to eat his Peiros Shvias. When it comes to time, there's no more fruits left for the Chayas, then you have to take your fruits out of your house and be mavir them. According to Tosfos, it just means put them outside and then you can eat them. According to Rambam, you have to destroy them. And the second Jerusha is Ba'artzacha, he holds you dafka to destroy it in Eretz Yisrael. That's sometimes a shalas. Some people, Amachmer, when they get the Eswig from Eretz Yisrael on Shemitah, they send it back to Eretz Yisrael. L'chur was also, L'chur we pass them to be mavir it for Chol Mokim. You don't have to be dafka to send it back to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. The more Rav Safra, Maisa was Rav Safra, Nofak, Eretz Yisrael, L'chutz Loretz. Rav Safra left Eretz Yisrael, and he went to Chutz Loretz. Heavy Badei Garbo the Charma the Shriyas. He had with him a barrel of wine that came from Shvius. He had with him, and still it wasn't the Zman HaBir yet. He was allowed to drink it, so he took it with him to Chutz Loretz. Is Lova Badei Rav Huna Bred Ravikam? Rav Huna Bred Ravikam was walking with Rav Safra. Rav Kana, these two Talmidei Chachamim were walking with Rav Safra. Rav Kana and Rav Huna was the Malava was walking with Rav Safra. Is Omalus Rav Safra asked these two, Ika the Shomalei Mineid Rav Yavua? Hey, these two are Tamidim of Rav Avua. So they asked him, he asked these two, do you remember hearing from your Rebbe Rav Avua, Halachah Rav Shimon ben Elazar? Do we pass like Rav Shimon ben Elazar that says that you have to Badafka bring her back to Eretz Yisrael to Mavayir, and then Rav Safra will be up the creek. He'll have to take this whole barrel of wine back to Eretz Yisrael. Or else he'll have to be Makbid Mamas to drink it up fast before it comes to Zman HaBir. We don't have to bring it back to Eretz Yisrael. So wherever I take it, I'll eat it slowly, and then Echnami, when it comes to Zman HaBir, I'll get rid of it there, wherever I am. So, Rav Kana said, Hoch Yavar Bavua. This is the way I heard over from my Rebbe Bavua. Halachah Rav Shimon ben Elazar, yes, L'chumra, that you have to take these Peiros you brought to America, you have to Badafka bring them back to Eretz Yisrael after the Zman HaBir, and destroy it there. Omalei Rav Huna Bred Ravika, Rav Huna Bred said over though, Hoch Yavar Bavua. This is the way Rav Bavua said, Ein Halachah Rav Shimon ben Elazar, no. My Rebbe Paskin, not like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, like the Tanakhama. That even though you took these fruits of Eretz Yisrael to America, when it comes to Zman HaBir, when you're not allowed to eat them anymore, you don't have to destroy them in Eretz Yisrael, but you could destroy them wherever you are. So Amar Rav Safra said, Noketok Lolot Rav Huna B'yotcho. Like he was Makabo better what Rav Huna said over from his Rebbe. And Rav Huna wasn't Mekel, so he was also Mekel. Why? Why did he listen more to Rav Huna than rather than the other one to Rav Kana? Why didn't listen to Rav Kana? Because he said Rav Huna was a person that dayik v'goma shmaitato mipume de rabbi. He was very makpid. Whenever he heard a shir, he listened very, very carefully to make sure he knew what his rabbi said. So Rav Huna, he believed Rav Huna. Rashi says, dikim le diyu dayik shmaitato mipume de rabbi, ki shashmua yoytze mipi rabbi. As soon as his rabbi said something, medadik v'yayimel rabbi lishnoisa. First of all, he told his Rebbe, say it over a second time. He wanted to make sure he understood it good. Pam shnia, u'mavchin emenu oyhein olav. He understood all the yeses, all the noes. In other words, Rav Huna chazed over the shir well, so therefore Rav Huna said over that the Rebbe paskin l'kula, not like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, he was also soymech l'kula. And he said over what? That he was a bedayik in his Rebbe, Kerochpa the Pumbedisa. The same way the famous Meister Rochpa was very medayik in Pumbedisa. The Yom Rachva said over, there was a Shiloh, was it Rav Yehuda or Rebbe Yehuda said this halacha? So Rachpa was medayik very carefully and he said, Omar Rav Yehuda. You know, it's not Rebbe Yehuda, it was only Rav Yehuda. That he said over the Harabayas, by the round the Harabayas, by the Beis HaMikdash, Satyiv Kofel Hoyum, there was a double layer of platforms there. Satav Lufnim is Satyiv, one inside the other one. And so therefore, Rav Safra here was Samech Lekulo. He said that with Sukkot the Chutzlos, he did not have to bring it back to Eretz Yisrael, because he was Samech on Rav Huna, that Rav Huna heard over from his Rebbe, that Ein Halacha Keshrim Ben Alozim. So when Korolei Rav Yosef, when Rav Yosef heard this Maisa, that Rav Kana went Lekulo, he said, I may be Otsav Yishol, my people ask questions from the sticks, or Makola Yagidloi, and also the Makol answers back to him. What does that mean? Kola Mekoloi Magidloi. He was more like, I don't know, he's making fun of him, but he's saying he's Samech Lekulo. Since this Rav Huna answered back Lekulo, he was also Samech Lekulo. To say what? You do not have to bring back this Peret back to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. But Rabbi Loi Kate Kafnaiso de Shvius. Rabbi Loi on Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael, he cut down the young palm tree. Kafnaiso means the dates were very young. They weren't ripe yet. And he cut down the tree. Rashi, the first one, the big lines, Kate, Kifnais the Shrius, Dekel Toyin Kafnois. There was a palm tree that had a little fruit on it already. Then tomorrow Kitana, there are very small dates. Bishlu, the Shalai Bishlu, they were not ripe yet. The Kota Sadekli cut down this palm tree, Leitzin. The Hesed Kafnis, he ruined, he destroyed these Kafnis, these unripe dates, they're not going to grow anymore, in order to use the wood. That's what he did on Shrius. How was he allowed to do this? The Pasuk says, by the fruits that grow on Shvius, you have to be no Kedusha with them. The Torah says, you're only allowed to eat them and not destroy them. Whoever goes to Bnei Brak and Shvius is a very hard life there in Bnei Brak. There the makbid not to destroy the peris or Shvius. I mean, when you eat an apple there, when he gets finished eating the leftovers, they don't throw it in the garbage because you're destroying it. They put it away in a special plastic bag and let it rot away till it's not edible anymore, and then you can throw it away. But all the leftovers of any fruits that grow on Shvius, there's a loch, you're not going to be mafsig, you're not going to destroy the peris. The peris says lochlo. You have a head to teat it, but it has kedusha on the peris, you can't stop and throw them away. So they're very makbid of them. And that's why you found them more makel, the peris that grow from their rabbis, from their Arabs' peris. But I'm talking about the more machmir. They have special bags. You put away the peris when he gets finished eating, all the shells and the pits, everything, not to throw it away. But kolpanim zalochol ochlo. You're only allowed to eat the peris and not destroy them. See here, how are you allowed to destroy these peris? So, vice versa, the kasher is that these unripe figs, dates have a shein peri ready. So, how is allowed to cut down the tree? You're destroying these peris. V'chitenim. Maybe you want to tell me, hani mili hechad anachas a peri. When is it also to destroy the fruit when it has a shein fruit on it? But here, since these dates were unripe yet, they weren't edible yet, it didn't get a shame fruit on it. Maybe light, maybe here there's no wisdom. The third one, he says, not to destroy when it's edible. But here that it's not edible, maybe it's mutter to destroy it. Again, the first 3 years that the fruits grow, that the tree is growing, it's also to eat the fruits. So maschol means also the unripe pears. Rashi says, Mascholi the Orla means, Shemer HaGodol Svivas HaTzmarim. The Shemer, the watch, the peel that grows around the fruits. They cut them when they're very small. Kein Pinkas HaGodol Svivas Egoizra Yara Dukolis. Is the Asiris of Rashi Mishomolo, Lehevi Kate El Hashem Pri Aleim. Hoyo Dinas Hashem Lepri. Since it's called something around the fruit that watches the fruit, it's still a part of the fruit, and you're not allowed to eat it on Orla. You see, even this shomer, this peel around the fruit, is also osetit on orla. Now, when do you have this peel? At what stage is this peel growing? Ahoyo v'nashem l'pri. For shomer l'pri amos heavy, when is it called this peel watches the fruit? The koifri, when they're very unripe, they're not ripe yet. The koifri means a very small peris. Drashi k'shem k'tanin. The kufru kafluyis. These are mamish, the unripe dates that we said before. The kukaru l'peri, and still you see Rav Nachman called it a fruit. He said when you have these very unripe dates, the watch around it is also teed on Arla, if it's Arla. Because even the watch around it is called the peri. So here you see the fruit is also called a fruit, even though it's very young. You see, even though an unripe fruit still is called a fruit. So since it's called a fruit for Arla, for Shavis it should also be called a fruit. So it should be also to chop down this tree, since you already have these unripe fruits here, the law is you're not allowed to destroy fruits of peris, of Shavis. And the Gemara Samach Lekes Takam. Rav Nachman Yama Krev Yosi. As Rav Nachman says, the Churma goes by Krev Yosi. This man goes like this. Rav Yosi Yomer, smother, unripe grapes. Awesome. It's also a Veishu Peri that's called a pre. For Orla. So you see, he holds even unripe fruits are also called fruits. Oh, pligi Rabbanan Olay. But Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Yossi. It says, no kasha on Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi that cut down this palm tree, since the fruits were unripe, holds like the Rabbanan. That calls the man the fruits are unripe, it's not called a fruit yet. Therefore, the wimpy and Issa are all on it, and it wasn't for Shriya, should be allowed to destroy it. And Rabbi Nachman holds like Rabbi Yossi. For the more maskala resimim in Adoi, or me pligi Rabbanan Olay the Rabbi Yossi. Does the Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Yossi Bishar with others and other trees? The Chorosoni machlokes by grapes and unripe grapes. But by other fruits, there's no machlokes. The Yotzman would learn like this. Me'ein l'sai en kertzen es ilonis b'shvias. Taka on Shvias was saying now, as soon as the fruit trees give off the fruits, you're not allowed to cut down the tree. Because you're not allowed to destroy the Paris of Shvias. So at what time is it considered you have the fruits here that you're not allowed to chop down the tree? Be'shama yermim kol ilonis mishyotiyu. Be'shama says any fruit tree, as long as something comes out of it, the smallest amount, Rashnaz Mishutiyah means Tchilas Olam B'Menitim. Mamash, as soon as the leaves even start growing and Nisim Tom and starts budding the tree, at that time it's called you have fruits there and it's also to cut it down. That's the Chumrah. Aba Beisil Laimrim, it depends. Ha Charuvim, the boxer tree, Mishiyashashu. When you see a little bit something looking like a boxer, the Agafanim, the grapes, Mishiy grow. What Rashi Mishiy Godlu and Novim Ksas, when the grapes start to grow just a little bit. The Nikru Giru Alakama Forashura Kapula Lovin. Mamash like a small bean. The Yazesim, the olive trees, Mishias Nitsu, also a very small tree. The Shah called Ilonis, all other trees, Mishutsiyu. As soon as the fruit starts to come out, right away it is called a fruit. And this is Basilu, Khurutasla Basilu. So you see the Rabbanan only Yagun Abyasi by grapes. That's so much like this. But by Shah fruits, no matter how small the fruit is, as soon as you can see the fruit, it's called a fruit already. So back to Rav Nachman, according to Rabbi Loi, how was he allowed to cut down this palm tree since she had very small unripe dates there? That I call upon him an unripe date has a shame tree. The Torah says, Lochla, on Shvias, you're only allowed to eat it and not destroy it. So how was he allowed to destroy this fruit? All right, we'll stop here. We'll finish again tomorrow. You're holding that Nun Gimel, we're holding on top here. The middle of the Shiloh, the Gemara's Kasher was on Rabbi Loi again. That Rabbi Loi, it says, Kate Kafnaisa de Shvias. On the year of Shvias, he cut down this palm tree when the fruits were very unripe. They're very young fruits. So the question is, how can you cut down the fruits? The Torah says, Lochlo. When you have fruits that grow on Shvias, you have to eat them, and you're not allowed to be master them. So how was he allowed to chop it down? The first Gemara wanted to say that he held that unripe dates are not called fruit yet. It's not called the peri, therefore it's mutter. Then we're in the middle of that nakasha, that can't be. So Gemara wanted to say that maskar rasim min adoy, or mi pligi rabbonan led the Rav Yossi. We want to say it's a machloikas for Rav Yossi and the rabbonan, is this unripe fruits called the fruit or not? So Gemara wanted to say the rabbonan argue on Rav Yossi. So the question is now, no, the rabbonan only argue on Rav Yossi only by grapes. But by shari lonis do they argue? The Yotanan learns like this: Miyain Masaya and Kurtzen as Elonis Bishrias. How far? When is the fruits growing called the fruit that you're not allowed to cut down this tree on Shrias? Because you're not allowed to be nafs to destroy fruits of Shrias. Is Beishama Yermim Kol Elonis Mishiyotziyu? All type of trees have the same aloch. As soon as anything starts growing, here Rashi says, even when the leaves start growing, already you're not allowed to cut down the tree. Or Beisil Lomim Beisil says, no, it's not totally when the leaves start growing. A boxer tree, Mishiyasharshu. When you see a little bit, a little bit something looking like a boxer ready. Vagafanim, what about the